this record definitely was designed by us to be fun for us to play, whether it's acoustic or electric.
You'd think that for a band that has songs with titles like Monkey Knife Fight and Lemurs, Man Lemurs, fun wouldn't be something you had to design. But behind the crazy titles lurks a very serious band. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. The Seattle-based five-piece Minus the Bear first emerged on the scene in 2001 with a six-song EP called This Is What I Know About Being Gigantic. They might have known a lot about being gigantic, but at that time, Minus the Bear didn't know a lot about playing live together. They'd all been in other successful area bands, but had never done a gig as a group before releasing that EP. Since then, they've been busy honing their electronic indie pop sound on the road and in the studio. Their latest full-length album, Omni, is their fourth. Minus the Bear have also released a bunch of EPs, remixes, and singles, though. And they talked with the Alternate Side's Alisa Ali about that.
What are your thoughts on the EP versus the album?
Both formats are amazing. An EP is just a great way to be creative quickly without spending a lot of money. I feel like sometimes people's favorite songs from the band are on those, you know, EPs and stuff. And that's how it's been for me when I was a kid getting 7-inches and EPs from bands. You'd always want to hear those special little cuts from those tracks and stuff. So, yeah. LPs are a big journey.
Yeah. You know? So was this a big journey?
Yeah, it was a long recording process, a long writing process, a long time between the last record and this one, and a long time between the recording and the release date, which is present, but like it's been a long drawn out process, but that's how it goes when you are in this band, at least. Stuff takes a long time.
Turn off the lights, touch me in the dark, fade into the feeling, and whisper in my ear what you want and what you need. Just tell me my name. Just tell me my name again, 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 again. Just yell out my name, baby.
I got your nights.
I got your nights.
I got your days.
I got your days.
I got you on.
I got you on. My turn.
I got your nights.
I got your nights.
I got your days.
I would imagine that a lot of the energy is you guys feeding off of the crowd. So, you know, with a lack of a crowd in a recording studio, especially like recording probably early in the morning sometimes, are you guys always ready to rock?
Always ready to rock. I think that we had, you know, we wanted to get a more live kind of feel to the record. I think that all we did to do that was just record the basic tracks together. Mm-hmm. It might have taken a lot of takes to get it the way we wanted, but we tried to keep as much from the original tracking session as possible. You can hear us playing off of each other and whatnot a little bit more than on other records where we did a more traditional kind of do the drums, overdub the guitars, overdub the bass or whatever style of recording. So.
Yeah. Plus, that sounds like a lot more fun to just be in a room with your friends playing music as opposed to your turn. My turn.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's more efficient, too. It just makes sense in a lot of ways to get stuff right in the first place rather than, I mean, there's advantages to both ways, obviously, but I think this way really helped us get the right sound.
I'm in the wind, and I am going to let it take me where it may. Streets of LA. I'm in the wind. I am in the wind. And if I fall to where you're standing, will you tend to me? I'm in the wind.
Minus the Bear. And live versions of Hold Me Down, and My Time. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. Hear more from Minus the Bear at thealternateside.org.